Greetings and welcome back to Touring the Ozarks. We're in downtown West Plains today at Osby with Emily Long, who is the downtown coordinator. Did I say that right? Tell me exactly what you do down here, Em.
Absolutely. So, yeah, well, I am fortunate in that I have two different roles. One is more of like the city side of my job and helping to coordinate with, so I'm employed by the city of West Plains, okay. Which is not always typical for a downtown coordinator or in the Main Street world, they call them directors. But so I work with the city. And then I also work with the group of volunteers called West Plains Downtown Revitalization. And so I act as kind of that point person in between with both the city planning side and the organization, helping to, you know, just coordinate the different activities, you know, the general things that you would do with an organization.
One of those activities, you had the Dolly and Porter days. Mm-hmm. I went down there, very well attended. It's nice to see people coming back downtown to do events. And not only are there people coming back, but we just talked earlier, you're sprucing the downtown up a little bit.
Absolutely. So this past year, we focused on alleyway activations. And really what those were are that we shut down some alleyways that were difficult for people to walk through from parking to access downtown and the stores and businesses. And we wanted to just make them beautiful. So we made them accessible for, you know, those with disabilities, for elderly, for all ages. And that's really what we're trying to do downtown is make it beautiful, make it accessible.
And accessibility is really important. Most people don't think that because we're all blessed with being healthy. But if you've ever had a family member or someone you care about with a disability, it's a huge difference, especially being able to get around and make a difference. So I'm glad you guys are doing that.
Thank you.
We're also very excited to read in the paper here on the radio that we've got a new business coming to West Plains.
Absolutely, yeah. Prevalis is coming to West Plains, and they are they're going to be down in Washington in what used to be the Old Time Flea, and then it was a grocer prior to that. We're excited to have them come and join the downtown area. I think it's going to bring a lot of vibrancy to the downtown, and hopefully a lot of new jobs.
Well, 200 new jobs is what they're saying, which is huge. Mm-hmm. And the people don't think about this, but when you have a business like that in an area with 200 employees, and I realize they're not all 200 working at once, but that is a lot of people who are going to have breakfast, lunch, and dinner places. So they're also going to frequent the places you've got, which are the great restaurants that you have in the downtown area.
Yes, sir. And that just keeps growing, too. I mean, even this past month, the Yellow House opened up another place on the weekend that's serving food. So really, we have something like 9-10 restaurants serving food downtown. And most people don't know about that. But yeah, hopefully Prevalis will be another great supporter of our downtown restaurants as well.
Well, we appreciate all the good work you're doing. And besides the things we've talked about now that's happened in the past, what are some of the things that are happening in the future for downtown West Plains?
Oh, well, a lot. We're in the planning phase right now. So in terms of activities, you're going to see, you know, the strolls are going to continue. We're going to have some bigger events in the future as well. But on the planning side, we're working with the city with their comprehensive plan. And over the next, I'd say, you know, 3 to 5 years, you're going to see a lot of big changes downtown in terms of infrastructure and things like that. Right now, they're doing a study, for example, on Washington Avenue, where we have a partial lane closure to see about how that impacts traffic, accessibility, safety on Washington Avenue. So you're going to see the city investing a lot of time and resources downtown, which we are really grateful for. On the downtown revitalization side, we have established an entertainment district with the city, and we're looking at establishing a creative district as well. So that's in the works. And really what all that does is it just kind of builds on the different activities and things we have right now and allows us to apply for more grants for things in the future.
Well, you're doing a great job. And if people want to find out about the events that are going on downtown, where do they look?
Well, you can follow us on social media, West Plains Downtown or westplainsdowntown.com/events. We'll have a calendar of events, not only of the events we put on, but all the events downtown.
Em, I appreciate everything you're doing. And I want to tell you something I noticed this fall is a lot of times when you think about leadership, and the leaders I've had for mentor are people who do the jobs themselves. And I saw someone walking downtown and they're watering all the different flowers. and that was you. And I just have a great respect for leadership that gets down and takes care of everything that other people don't want to do. So thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
That was Emily Long, downtown coordinator here in West Plains, Missouri. We'll be back with more Touring the Ozarks in just a bit.